Now, how many of you in life already live by a belief system that says, in my life, whatever happens, it happens because I've created it, if not by my physical actions, by my consistent thoughts? How many follow that? Say aye. Ah, then all we're doing is asking you to live by your own beliefs. There's a gentleman I have the privilege to work with, and I've worked with him now for 5 years, who is a financial trader, one of the top on earth. In fact, he made $500 million in one day. Now, you can't live on that, but it's a good start. And there's only one man on earth that I'm aware of that's made more money in a day, and that's a man named George Soros, who's also a financial trader, who made $1 billion in one day. But this gentleman I work with, and I've worked with him for 5 years, because he made $500 million in a day and then lost money for 3 years. It was like the guys that go to the moon. The astronauts go to the moon, and so they look for it their whole life. They went to the moon, they came back, ticker tape parade, shook the president's hand. Now what? They got depressed because they felt like they had nothing to look forward to after being on the moon. See, if you got to go to the moon to feel a sense of adventure, then you got a problem. When you can find adventure in a smile, then you're rich. So that way you can go to the moon too. But you're not waiting for the moon to have the experience that you want. And so one of the things that I really want you to experience while you're here is that you gotta be willing to take risks. Now, obviously, we feel we've limited the risk to the best of our ability, but you gotta make the decisions, because in real life is not like real life in America. Real life in America is, if things don't go your way, you sue somebody. You blame somebody else. Real life in America is, we all know that the real reason our life isn't perfect is because of our parents. If it wasn't for them, our life would be working perfectly. All right, if we didn't have to deal with all their imperfections. In fact, everybody knows now that the reason their life's not working is they came from a particular kind of family. What kind of family is that? Dysfunctional. It's the word of the 90s, isn't it? You never heard it in the 80s, or at least not in the 70s. It's a new word, dysfunctional. Everybody's from a dysfunctional family now. It's not even unique. So what's interesting is everybody's pointing. We live in a society that's so out of control at this stage that not only do you sue somebody, but also if you commit a crime, it's somebody else's fault. Have you noticed that? That's the newest thing. It's like, it's not only someone else's fault if you screw up, but if you commit a crime, someone else must have induced that in you at one time by abusing you or doing something terrible to you. So we have two young men that take out shotguns. Remember the Menendez brothers, Menendez in LA? And they kill both their parents at point blank range. And they go to a jury trial, and the jury goes, yeah, but are they really guilty? They admitted it! And they're saying, yeah, but are they guilty? Are they really guilty? It took two jury trials. That's how sad it is. We live in a society today where a woman gets upset with her husband, decides to take matters into her own hands, so to speak, takes out a big knife, middle night, and whap! And when they go to the jury trial, they go, yeah, but is she really guilty? Now, don't get me wrong. If he abused her, I want him to pay. I want him punished. But there are laws for that stuff. This one woman is responsible for more men sleeping on their stomachs after a fight than any woman in history. And even really good religious folks, you know, I personally am a Christian, whatever people believe, I'm supportive of, but I hear a lot of my Christian friends say, yeah, but you're preaching the power in you. That's not God. Where do you think it came from? I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like, where did it come from? No, if it's God's will, then my life will work. No, I got news for you. Lying on your butt watching Jerry Springer eating Cheetos is not gonna make God work for you. Right? That's not it. That's called, you got a fat butt as big as Chicago. That's the problem. Okay? Because you aren't moving. That isn't God's fault. A lot of you know the old story, don't you? Story about the preacher. He's traveling across the country, preaching the gospel everywhere he goes. Passionate man. He gets to the Arizona deserts. He's out in the middle of the desert, and in the distance, he sees this magnificent, I mean, absolutely magnificent garden. He knows that, you know, it's obviously not real. It's obviously a mirage. But as he gets closer, it's really real. He can't even believe in the middle of the desert, this magnificent garden, flowers and trees and fruit and everything. So sure enough, he decides to go knock on the house. There's a house at the back of this garden. He goes and knock on the door because he wants to make sure the gardener understands who created this garden. Sure enough, he bangs on the door as hard as he can. He's very righteous. Gardener opens the door, he's a very kind man. He says, Mr. Minister, how can I help you? He said, sir, I just want to tell you that the Lord has done a fine job with your garden. It's very intense. The gardener looked at the minister and he smiled and he said, I understand your message. He said, I agree with you. He said, if it wasn't for the magic of the seed and the soil and the sunshine, there'd be no garden here. He said, but I have to tell you something, Mr. Minister. You should have seen this place when God had it all by himself.